Rapid 03 Jam celebrating 75 years in KC and giving you a chance to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. We got Reverend Anthony J. Mundane Sr. getting ready for Juneteenth celebration in Independence. How you doing, Reverend?
Wonderfully well. Blessed by the best. Nothing less.
Yes, yes. No doubt, man. We back at it this year in Independence. We got a lot going on, I see. Just looking at this flyer, man, we got some people that's coming to perform.
Yeah, man, it's exciting times in Independence for sure. We've got some local talent, and then we've got someone coming from Los Angeles, actually, B. Thompson, the sax player. He was on America's Got Talent and has just done a tremendous work musically for sure.
No doubt, man. So we got that coming through. I see Melissa Johnson, Jackson County prosecutor, is going to come and be a guest speaker as well.
That's right. Yeah, we've got Melissa Johnson, historically elected to the Jackson County prosecuting attorney's office, which is just incredible. So I'm glad that she accepted and she'll be there to speak to us about Juneteenth.
No doubt. What else can people expect when they come out there tomorrow?
Oh, man, you know, we try to keep things consistent for sure. One of the main things, honestly, that I'm really focused on this year is to emphasize the importance of education. Mm-hmm. Yes, education in general, but specifically educating people about Juneteenth and what it means. I mean, it is just amazing to me how many people still do not know what Juneteenth is and why it's so significant to American history. And you have some people who are even so bold to say, you know, I think I have a fair understanding of what Juneteenth is, but where's the White People Day? And it's just, it's baffling to me. It's like, what do you mean? Yeah. It's just awfully telling where we are continually in this country.
Yeah. That's what we were just talking about earlier, Reverend, me and Julie. Yeah, we got to keep the culture together, man. We got to spread it. If people don't know, we got to teach it to them because some of these classes and people ain't these days, you know?
That's right. That's right. We're battling two different things. You know, first of all, the ability to teach it freely. And then secondly, a willingness to receive the truth. So there's two different battles we're fighting. And so I do the best that I can in my platform to educate any and everybody that I can on the importance of celebrating and participating. So it's one thing to just say, oh, happy Juneteenth. But it's one thing to celebrate with us and participate with us. That's a whole different ballgame.
No doubt. So we got the bands out there. We got food trucks. We got guest speakers. Where is everything going to take place at and what time, Reverend?
Man, great question. So it's a 3-day event this year. This marks the 160th year of Juneteenth in American history. And this is a beautiful thing. So with that being said, I thought it was great to expand this event to a 3-day event. So tomorrow's going to be the full day event at the Uptown Market on the Independence Square. The second day is going to be our legacy dinner, where we're going to be honoring some local gospel icons here in the community of Kansas City that have contributed to Kansas City gospel music. That's going to be called the legacy dinner at the Young School, better known as the Restore Truman Habitat for Humanity location on 501 Dodgeon. And then the last day, Saturday morning, we're going to have our first ever parade, legacy parade. And I'm so excited.
No doubt. So if they want more information, where can they go to?
Oh, they can go to JuneteenthIndependence.com. You can email JuneteenthIndepMo@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and absolutely check my page out, Reverend Anthony J. Mundane Sr., for all updates and details.
No doubt. I appreciate you, Reverend. Thank you for your time. Much success for everything that's happening for your weekend. Happy Juneteenth.
All right, Play. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.